All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train,
Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick, gray.
Dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the greatest podcast ever. Guess from a chef in Cobalt. It is the Carpooling Podcast. We are your hosts,
D Train.
And I am Christopher Lloyd. Welcome back.
You know, they piloted a new DuckTales show. I tried to send it to you, but it wouldn't let me.
I saw that. They're working on it.
What
like
is
a remake?
It? Is it a cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay. I could just read the headline. Like I couldn't even click on it.
Yeah, I saw it. It was a picture. Like all they released was like a picture of what they look like.
Do they look the same?
Yeah, but just like newer. Oh. Like if that makes sense. Like you know, if you go from like Simpsons Classic to Simpsons Now.
Oh, okay.
You like, know how like they just look newer? Yeah. Like I don't know what like.
Oh, these two are really going at it behind us.
I don't understand what's going on.
Anyway, that's cool.
So yeah, they look newer. And yeah, who knows? Hopefully the show is still good. It'll probably be less good.
I can't remember if the show was good.
I think it was good. I just found out that it was actually a comic book. Wait, this bitch was doing
it? That guy's chasing that guy.
Oh. I thought you meant this bitch.
No.
I was like, she looks happy. Chasing, maybe he owes him money.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be a gangland shoot.
Give me some of that money.
And you're involved now because you witnessed.
Because we saw it, yeah. What was I saying? Oh yeah, it was like a comic book. I just found that out recently.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, some dude was playing. He was like playing DuckTales, and he was like, "Here, I'll beat it real fast with a high score on hard," and he like died once, I think.
Oh yeah.
And then he was just talking about. It. He's like, "Oh, it's kind of mad because." They added the girl, and she wasn't part of the comic books, and the comic books is really, you know, like, real nerdy.
Oh, like, type, hardcore dude.
Yeah, real nerdy type shit, like, when they're mad when, you know, people change things.
You ever see that cult that worships that chick from Rescue Rangers?
The chick who brought,
You know the show, Rescue Rangers?
Chip and Dale.
Yeah, but... How there was like a mouse that was like a mechanic, like a little chick mouse that has like a wrench.
Yeah.
There's like a cult that worships that chick. And she's their deity, that cartoon mouse and stuff.
So they're like bronies, but...
Yeah. Just
that girl?
Yeah.
Those things are weird, eh? Like, do they actually like, are like worshiping them or do they like just jerk off to it? Or does it just like remind them of when they were young and they're like, oh, life was so much better when I could just watch cartoons all night.
It's probably a bit of all of that.
Yeah, because I know I heard like a brony talking and he was like, he didn't say it was sexual. He was like, it's not sexual.
What is it then?
I don't know. He's just like, it's cool.
All right.
I like the artisticness of it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've watched the show before, My Little Pony, with my kids.
Is it a good show?
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's not like Simpsons quality. You know,
what's happening in it?
I don't know, just the same sort of thing that happens in cartoons, where, like, something happens and, you know, they need to resolve it.
But are they heroes? Like, how, like, Care Bears, like, they had a plan.
Like,
do these ponies have a master plan? Or, like,
the ones I've seen, they weren't, like, fight. Like, sometimes they would fight somebody, but for the most part, like, it was just, like, their own involved shit. Like, oh, this person is in a bad mood and left, so we gotta go save them and shit, or get them back on the team. But, I mean, it's a pretty, I know... I'm pretty sure it was an old show. Yeah, I know for a fact it was an old show from, like, our childhood, and then they remade it.
All right.
So, like, the remade one's a little different, I think.
I missed all those ones, like Thundercats, He-Man. I missed all those somehow.
Really?
Like, I don't know
that
if
That was
I,
your age
Yeah,
group?
I know. I think I was maybe an hour, was. Like, or sorry, a year, like,
just
off
missed it?
Or something. Like,
yeah. Because my brother's almost, like, the same age as you, and he watched all that shit.
Yeah. And My Pet Monster.
You're right.
That I remember watching that one.
Yeah, I remember that too. With that little thing.
Yeah. And
what was he, like purple or something?
He was like a stuffed animal that had chains. But if you crack the chains, he'd come alive.
Yeah, it gets evil.
And but then there was a bigger, eviler monster that was always after him.
Right, trying to release him or something?
Or kill him or eat him or something.
fuck him in the asshole.
Yeah, I'd probably have anal sex with him.
Make him bleed from the rectum. Yeah, so I uploaded that video to YouTube so I can send it to you.
Which one?
So, but I haven't decided if I want to sit down and watch it with you.
Oh, the fucking thing?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man. I'll watch it with you.
I just did it right when I was leaving work today. I got it up. So I haven't watched it on YouTube yet to see if it looks all right.
How do I watch it? Or you want to wait?
Well, I just send you a link.
Okay.
That's how the internet works, my friend.
No, I type in the name. You named it yet? You didn't have a name.
No, it's not released on there. It's like it's unlisted.
Oh.
So like it's ready to be released.
You should monetize it. Is it longer than 30 seconds?
Oh yeah. I monetize all my shit.
Yeah.
I take off like the skippable ads and just use the monetization of like banners and shit. Just because, like, you know, I don't have like hundreds of thousands of subscribers, so people might just skip it over if it has one of those ads.
And what happens if, okay, if I skip the thing, what happens then?
Well, you still get money from the ad.
Okay. Do you get more if I watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, damn.
So they don't force you to watch the whole thing.
You know, you get 5 seconds.
But if you have like 2 million followers or subscribers, they're not skippable, those ads.
Oh shit.
Like you, but they're not really that long. They're not like 4 minutes long or anything. Like they are usually on YouTube if you watch the whole thing. They're like a 15-second one. And then so
rarely does the ad grab my attention enough where I don't skip it. But the odd time, if it's like a trailer for a movie,
right? Well, I'm pretty sure it goes by what you look at on your computer, like it's Google.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Whatever you're Googling and shit,
that's
it
true.
Has a sense. Because like mine are always like Vimeo ads. Like I'm watching something on YouTube or uploading on YouTube, but I'm getting ads to use Vimeo for my shit.
Really?
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, yeah. I made the mistake once on my work computer of typing in, like when I was going to get engaged to Jess there, and look up a ring.
Yeah.
That's all I got for like months. Every ad was fucking ring this and diamond that. Like,
yeah.
It's like, holy shit.
Both of the computers I work, my home one and my work one, are always just like lenses and filming equipment.
That's
always crazy.
They know.
Always.
Isn't that bonkers?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Is that
they know.
How about like retro games and stuff? You search that a lot.
Yeah, that doesn't pop up as much.
I guess there's nothing.
Because there's not really like a retro, like you can't go to like EB Games and like buy retro stuff, at least not in Canada. So I'm not like looking on those sites. Sites I'm looking at are like actual like big camera sites or like B&H Photo. And
what's the quality of that Henry shop nearest?
Yeah, it's a pretty good one, but it's expensive.
Okay. I don't know anything about it. I just see it there and I wonder, how does this fucking place stay in business?
Yeah.
Like, well, stand alone like that?
There's not too many. Like, there are a lot, but that one's kind of like a big name one. And it's like Max Milk, let's say. You know, like, if you need something, you got to pay a price to get it.
Okay.
Like, if you need it right away, like, you know what I mean? Where you can find better deals.
Like I get cat food for half the fucking size bag there?
Yeah, something like that.
Something's closed.
Yeah. Like a perfect example is like I needed this little piece for a lens to add a filter. And on eBay from China, everything from China is way cheaper, but it was like $2. But then from Henry's, it was like $12.
Well, fuck.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What are you going to do, though? Shipping and everything?
Well, no, the shipping's free. Like, if you go on eBay, the shipping's free, but you have to wait. Like, sometimes it takes fucking, I don't know, more than a month to get the item. So if you know in advance, like, oh, I got to shoot in, like, fucking 2 months.
It's a convenience price,
now,
I guess.
Yeah.
I got to see this fucking movie. Plan a time. Or a link. I want to see it.
I ain't sending you shit now.
All right.
I'm just getting your hopes up and taking it away.
No, I love shit.
This is
like
your hell.
This is my, that's my jam, shit like that.
That's your hell. I give you a little taste and take it away.
It just fucking freezes the second I load it up.
Yeah. It's just like you get Rick rolled.
Yeah, I'll just put it on like repeat so you can keep getting revenue.
Sure. I'll do that.
Does that work? Or they know it's the same IP once
and
that's it?
You and I have the same IP at home, so.
Oh, well.
They probably catch on.
Yeah. This guy looked at this 10,000 times.
Yeah. Now, I know there's free, like I've talked about those VPN things.
Yeah.
So I wonder, you can get free ones that plug into your web browser, and I wonder if you could just keep doing that.
I'm sure people are doing it.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't there, like, something where, like, a Rihanna video got, like, a million, all these things, and then when they tracked it down, it was, like, some company in China that they paid to, right. like, do it all.
You can do that, but I know it's changed a lot. Like, the rules and, like, the computers that they use to check all that shit is, like, really hardcore now. Like, it'll freeze your videos and, like your views. So, like, if it thinks something's up, it'll fucking just keep it at that same number.
Even though
And even if people are watching
it. Wow.
Just until they can figure out what's going on.
The future is here.
Yeah. I mean, it's free money. Anybody can get a YouTube thing, right?
That's awesome.
So.
That's cool.
If you could build an audience. Yeah. You can get the money.
What's the most popular shit right now?
I don't know.
Girls?
Cats are a big thing.
Oh, yeah, cats. That's
babies.
Funny.
Women. I don't know. A lot of channels I follow are like movie channels and shit. Like people that talk about movies or shit or break them down. And they always seem to have like 100,000 views like every video.
Wow.
And it's like how do you get all these?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you had to start off at the bottom.
You gotta advertise yourself somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow. I don't know.
But YouTube's fucked up, man. Like there's that whole copyright thing. I don't know if you've read anything about that.
Not really.
Like what happens is, like, say you see a video and you're like, hey, that's my shit. And they didn't ask permission to use it. Well, you can just copy, like, you can flag them. That video goes down or it stays up, but all the money that they would make from the revenue, the ads, get filtered to you, the person who put the copyright up.
Holy shit.
So, like, if you get popular videos and you just keep hitting them with copyright, like, you'll get all that ad revenue, and there's no strikes against you for doing it. And there's nothing they can do. And it takes, like, weeks for them to get the video back, to get it back.
Does that have anything to do with that controversy with those Fine Bros guy? Or anything like that was all over the internet there?
Maybe. I don't know who the Fine Bros are. I know, like, Nostalgia Critic has a problem with it. He says it happens to, like, every one of his videos.
Man, someone just ruining his money? That sucks.
Yeah, especially, like, people that's, like, their only revenue, right? Like,
yeah.
That's all they do? Fuck, it'd be pissed me off.
Yeah, for what? Like, some guy gets a couple chuckles out of it?
Chuckles, a little bit of money. Yeah. Yeah, that's what's happening.
That's fucking bullshit.
I mean, those guys are big-name guys, right? So, you know, they can talk to their audience and their audience will still give them the views if they re-upload a new video or something, you know what I mean? But
right.
But like if the problem is like the smaller guys that don't have that huge of an audience but are still making some money, you know, YouTube's not gonna talk to them. They could, like, there's ones I've watched of big names that, you know, like I said, take months for them to figure out what's going on. And if you have 3 copyright strikes at one time, your channel is disabled.
It's because they don't care, right? Or what?
Yeah, they're, like, funded by, like, the movie studios and shit. A lot of them are, like, for movies, like, reviews and stuff where... And it's, like, there's a fair use thing where you can say you can use it for, like, you know, reviews and stuff. Like, it's completely legal. But, you know, whatever. Paramount just flags it and says, nope. And YouTube's going to be like, well, Paramount gives us how much money?
Fuck.
Compared to Angry Video Game Nerd.
That guy's famous.
Yeah, he just, I was, like, I follow him for a while. He's like one of the originals, right?
Yeah.
He has like 2 million subscribers.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
So he's like,
that's
like
just
rich,
YouTube.
Right?
Oh, he must be. He's gotta be.
I don't know.
But he's like a cool story.
I don't know anything about him.
Like, nah, he's a good guy.
Well, he just like screams and shouts, right?
No, he's like one of the original reviewers of stuff on the internet. Like, he'd get pissed off at the games, but he was actually reviewing the crappy games.
And they were shitty, right?
Yeah, they were legit shitty games, so. It's good. I would check him out, man. He's definitely worth a subscribe.
Yeah. Okay.
Even if you don't watch him.
So you have to have a YouTube account, obviously.
Yeah, but if you have an email, you have one.
Okay.
You don't even have an email.
Not really, no.
This guy doesn't even have an email. I gotta fucking walk down to his house and knock on his door.
I am old school.
He doesn't have
school.
A phone. He doesn't have an email. You got to send him a letter in the mail.
You got to send me a pigeon, a carrier pigeon. Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Game of Thrones released the trailer
today. I seen it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't listen to it.
You couldn't listen?
But what did we
the
see
red
there?
Titties?
No.
You didn't see the titties?
No, I didn't see any red titties.
You know who I'm talking about, Missandra
or
whatever?
Why is this car flashing me?
You know Missandra or whatever?
Who's that? The Red Witch? Okay, yeah. That's her?
She shows her titties again.
I thought it was the young girl.
Always. Who, Sansa? You were hoping it was Sansa.
I thought it was Sansa.
She's so tall.
In real life or in the show, too?
Well, probably in the show, too, I imagine.
They can't really Stallone her ass. Like, yeah, they don't. The camera's always looking up or like.
Maybe. I don't know. There was some good information that they released. Like, it started off with Jon Snow dead in the corner.
Yeah.
So clearly that's going to be the first episode, I'm assuming.
Tell me this.
But then there was also, it looked like Jon Snow dead with some coins on his eyes or some shit, with Missandei around and the people that can resurrect.
Oh.
Maybe.
But why was the, did I miss an episode? Like, why was the fucking blonde chick, like, walking like she wasn't a queen anymore?
What blonde? Oh, who?
The Queen of the Dragons. She's just walking in the dirt like all the commoners.
Yeah, because she got flown away, remember? At the very end, and then all of a sudden, at the very end of that episode, all the Drago guys, like, you know, her first husband?
Right.
They show up and they circle her. So she gets thrown, she's not a, like, queen anymore.
Why? I must have not seen a queen to them.
So they probably take her with them and just, like, fuck you and, like, rape her in the ass and shit.
Oh, shit.
Maybe, I don't know.
I didn't know that. I thought she was like...
No, she's gone. They're gone looking for her.
Wasn't the last
episode... And Tyrion's
episode...
watching the... Tyrion and the bald guy, the guy with no dick, the eunuch, are watching all... Like, they take over the... you know, they're like stewards of that place, and everybody else has gone looking for her.
Oh, I missed, like... I missed a bunch of episodes.
But you've seen Jon Snow.
Is the last thing him getting stabbed?
Yeah, that's the very last
thing. I didn't miss it. Yeah. Fuck, I'm clueless. I thought she locked the two dragons in the thing and everything was okay.
Yeah, that happened. That was way earlier.
Oh.
That was like last season, I think.
I gotta watch it again, man.
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah.
Because the one dragon's still around, flying around. The baddest ass motherfucker.
And he keeps hurting people, right?
Drogo.
Like eating people and stuff?
Well, mostly livestock and shit.
Okay.
And then he comes, saves her, remember? In the big fucking arena?
Fuck,
remember the big attack?
Nope.
Fuck, man.
I must have been stoned.
Yeah. Something happened with you.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty hardcore.
All right, I'll rewatch.
And then he comes and saves her, and he flies off with her. And he got hurt, though. And then he puts her down, and he flies away. Like, he puts her down, like, in the middle of nowhere. And then he flies away or takes a sleep or some shit. And then the other guys come and circle her.
Oh, so she then they catch her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't know what's going to happen with that, but... She's off on her own because she can't control him, right?
But what about all those dickless guys that are like backing her up? The Unsullies.
Oh, yeah, they're still with her, but they don't know where she is. They're all looking for her.
Okay.
She's gone. She's in the middle of nowhere. Lost.
Lost.
In the desert with Drago.
So when's it coming out?
24th of April.
Okay. I can't get American Netflix to work.
Right. That sucks.
Yeah.
I can get it to work.
I tried. I tried every goddamn code on the thing.
Yeah. They're not giving it out anymore.
Damn.
People aren't giving it to you anymore for free.
You gotta pay that shit. Or I could ask my buddy here to give me the code he uses.
Yeah, but the code I use doesn't work for Xbox.
Oh, shit.
Code I use works for 360, or not 360, for PS3.
That is true.
So it's different. Anytime I've tried to use it for both, it never worked. It would only work on, like, PS3 for me.
Yeah, you gotta get a specific one.
Maybe, I don't know. But, you know, if I give it to you and then we get busted, I'll be mad.
Yeah, exactly. Don't ruin your passion for your glory.
I like you, but...
Not as much as I like watching Friends.
I don't even like American Netflix that much. I only keep it on that one because I know it's almost over.
I want to watch that Kingdom one.
And there's like not
on Canadian show or something. I don't think so. And also,
it's
Vikings.
A Netflix show, isn't it? Aren't they both Netflix shows?
I don't know.
Any like Netflix show is on all of them.
How about Vikings?
I don't know. Do you ever search?
No.
Just because it's not in your thing, it could still be on there.
Oh.
You just search.
Search.
Yeah.
Okay.
Press triangle or what is it? What's the top one on Xbox? A.
There was meanings behind those buttons, originally, why they were shaped like that. Did you ever read that?
No.
Yeah. Like that. I don't know which one it's for, how there's like an X, a circle, and a triangle. It makes a lot of sense. I think it's for the PlayStation. What do you have?
I have both.
No, like what are the buttons?
It goes X, all square, right, triangle, and circle on PlayStation.
No, I'd have to read it again.
No, it probably goes, I think if you start at the bottom, it's X, circle, triangle, and then square if you go clockwise from the bottom.
Nah, fuck, I don't know. It's all good, though.
So what, there's just some fancy meaning?
Nah, like, there's real meaning. Like, it makes sense. Like, the X is like, fuck, I can't even pretend to know right now.
Yeah, but right.
It makes total sense when you read it.
It's like rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. Like, X represents...
Oh, okay.
So, like, it makes sense. I don't fucking know. I have to read it, but it makes sense.
All right.
Take my word for it.
All right. So, UFC 196 happened on Saturday.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but two upsets in one night.
Yeah. Misha Tate won, and Nate Diaz.
How? Hasn't Nate Diaz been around since, like, the first episode of that, like...
You I don't know if that was UFC I don't know fighter. If that was Nate or Nick, because I know they're brothers and they've both been around for a long time.
Yeah, like, and the guy lost. Like, fuck, man. I work with that.
He went up like, I don't know. I don't know how much weight, but he went up. He went up
two classes
to fight him.
He said that in a post interview. He seemed like a real class act, like the way he was talking.
And he lost. He was all sad,
yeah,
crying and shit.
But he's like the reason I lost. He's like, I didn't take into account, like, how hard of a punch a bigger guy like him could actually take. He's like, I used to get away with hitting these tiny guys, and, like, it would rock him a bit. He's like, this guy's bigger, and I'd hit him, and they just could take it.
Right.
Because they're like, whoa, was he too powerful for you? He's like, no, I didn't feel like he was too powerful.
Right.
The guy could just take a hit.
Yeah.
But I didn't see the fights.
Yeah, I didn't watch the fight either. I just read it.
And what happened with the chick?
I don't know. She got knocked the fuck out. Oh, or no, she got submitted, I think. Yeah, I don't know. Well, one of the two.
That's what Ellen should have done.
So, that's why I thought of that because of the rock, paper, scissors thing. Because, like...
That joke?
Yeah.
I seen it, too.
Yeah. And the joke is Misha Tate couldn't beat Ronda Rousey, and then Ronda Rousey couldn't beat Holly Holm. But Misha Tate could beat Holly Holm. You know, so it's like rock, paper, scissors. Everybody could beat one person.
The three of them are just going to keep cycling through.
Maybe.
She's getting all the slack now because that other one defended her title like 6 times. This one didn't once. So now she's taking this.
Well, Ronda Rousey's like the big the UFC golden girl, right?
Yeah.
You know, so they're all going to stick up for her.
No, like, yeah. The hate wave comes and then washes back out to sea.
Well, I mean, you know, Dana White and those guys that don't have hate for them. Like, they must be scared, though, because, like, Ronda Rousey lost. You know, that's a huge moneymaker. And then, what's his face? The Irish guy lost.
Huge.
And that was the huge, like, even bigger moneymaker.
Yeah, man.
But it's like, not like he lost his belt, right?
Well, no, he still has the one belt. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and he'll just go back down there. But everybody's going to be like, oh, he's kind of a bitch, though.
Yeah.
He can only win in this fucking.
Because he said, I'll be back, like, in his interview. He's like, I'll see you again to the Nate to Diaz guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's like, sucks. Like, you build up a Hulk Hogan, and you're about to market him and make a fortune, then he fucking loses instantly. It's like, shit.
Well, I mean, you gain, I don't know how much weight it is for two classes, but...
Yeah, I mean, either.
What, 10 pounds? 20 pounds, maybe? Most? Two classes?
No idea. How many classes are there? 4? 5?
Oh, I don't know. Probably, like, 10.
Oh, shit.
They have so many belts. It's ridiculous. Like, 5 pounds are, like, difference.
Yeah,
10 pounds.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, whatever. I wish I would have watched it.
Yeah, me too.
It's always fun to watch that stuff when big names get beat.
Imagine if you were in Vegas and the odds are like 12-1, and just as a joke, you drop 100 on the underdog and you win, and like your whole fucking trip's paid for.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Well, Nate Diaz for that fight was like, I want to say 400, 1-4. Like, it was huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy.
You know, so a lot of people want, especially if you picked, because Misha Tate was the underdog as well. So if you pick both of those on the same ticket.
People cleaned house.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But the easy money guys would have still bet on their favorites.
Yeah.
And then that paid for that.
Yeah. I wonder, like, imagine it was all a scam. Like, the owners are just, like, trying to get out. So they're, like, making these people lose.
I've heard that a lot.
They're betting at Vegas to win. Like, okay, you have to go down at this time. or you're fucked. I'm not getting you in any more fights.
There's that famous guy that said, if you ever have a fight between two people, it's rigged. Like he just flat out said it. Like,
right.
But I don't know how true it is, but because people do want to win. Like,
yeah.
Eh, whatever.
What do you mean, in boxing?
Yeah. Yeah. In boxing, this guy said straight up, like,
it's rigged.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe.
They do it in, like, they get caught doing it in, like, soccer and baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck, of course basketball. They can do it with only two people. It's way yeah. easier.
Yeah. Point shaving.
Yeah.
And basketball was a big thing.
And what does that do? Like, it allows them to have more games?
Yeah, say, like, the favorite is to win by, you know, I don't know, like, 15 points or something. And then you shave it so that it, you know, you don't go over that. Like, you purposely make sure it doesn't go over that, so you bet, it, like, against that or whatever, and you win.
Shit.
There's a book called Wise Guy, which is based, that which the movie Goodfellas was based on. And it's all about that fucking gay guy. What's his face? Henry Hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they didn't put it in the movie, but a whole, like, chapter on it was college point shaving. And they explain it all and how much he made.
Doing it?
Yeah. He made a shitload of money doing it.
What do you do? Pay the kids?
Yeah, you pay. Like, you just get one of them. He just got one of them. Like, the main guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then he said a lot of this. Like, near the end, the guy was just saying, fuck it. Like, he would say he would do it, and then he wouldn't do it.
Oh, man. You'd have to kill him.
Yeah, I don't know what you would do. Because, like, he'd be, like, a big name, right?
Right.
So if he gets killed, like, it'd be true. Pretty heat.
Yeah.
But he would just stop. Like, imagine you had, like, 40 grand on it or something.
Oh, man.
And then he's like, fuck it.
I'd be like, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Break his fucking hand.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Fucking have sex with his mom.
That's what I would go
take
for.
Take a picture, send it to him. Oh, wait, there's no cell phones there. Mail it to him, carry your pigeon.
Yeah. They're popular.
I wonder, like, you ever wonder, like, what it was like to get, like, pictures like that developed back in the day? Like,
how
many
you?
People would?
How?
You just, like, send
you
it in and get
can't take
it done.
That stuff.
You can't get pictures of naked women and shit?
I didn't think so.
No?
Would they do that? Because someone had to physically look at them.
Yeah. I think you could. Why couldn't you?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, as long as it wasn't, like, an underage kid.
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
Yeah. But if they looked old enough.
Yeah, I'm sure those guys got to see
they probably
all
kept
kinds
the copy.
Of shit.
They
yeah,
probably kept,
yeah.
You know, they would just keep a print for themselves.
Yeah, man.
Like, whoa, look at these titties. Fat, 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 fat.
Back then, that dude was the dude with the best porno collection right. ever.
All real chicks.
Yeah.
All natural.
I feel like, picture-wise, anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what you had back in the day.
Yeah, you must have been, because we found some pictures in my buddy's basement that his dad had hidden away from yeah. his youth.
And it was the
girls
guy's
that
mom?
He was with. No, luckily
imagine
it was
the
wasn't.
Guy's mom?
Yeah. It was other chicks, and he, like, didn't want to get rid of the pictures, right?
The dad didn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, someone developed those.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, porno wasn't illegal or anything, so I imagine it was okay to do. But it was just that risk of, like, you'd have to go in and get
yeah.
it developed and then, like, see the person.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be hilarious.
Especially if you're the chick or something.
It's maybe like, there's, like, a known dude that would be, like, in a back alley, like, type.
Yeah, I guess you could always develop it yourself. Like, if you had the equipment.
You ever done
you
that?
No, I never did it. No. Yeah. I just missed it.
Seems cool.
Yeah.
They taught it in my high school, actually.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why I didn't do it.
In my high school, they taught shop class, AutoCAD.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't go to a weird alternative school, but they had woodworking.
Right.
Like, metalworking. Do they do that still?
Yeah, I had all that, too, in high school.
Okay.
I'd say it's probably pretty normal. Now, so. Pretty normal for high school.
Okay.
Like, when we were there. I'm sure they still have all that stuff now.
That's good, then.
Yeah, it would have been cool to, like, rebuild a car engine or some shit.
Yeah, they had that. Where they asked, donate your car.
Yeah. You know, you get a credit, and it's pretty useful, even if it's just to learn, like, little things.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't even know how to change a fucking tire, you know?
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, no, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Last time I had to do that, I was on my way to the dump.
Yeah?
And it fucking blew, and I was like, ah, hell.
Yeah.
Couldn't get any
worse. You were strong enough to do it? You're a man.
Actually, it was that white van you see. Me and my stepdad, I had to, like, stand up on the fucking, like, you know, the little, what's that thing? Like, not a crowbar. What's that thing?
Tire iron?
Yeah. I had to, like, put all my weight and jump on it.
Yeah.
Just to get the nuts loose.
Yeah, no, I was being serious when I asked if you were man enough to get it off.
No. Because,
like, barely. They use the air gun, right?
Yeah.
And, like, they get that shit on tight.
Yeah, they don't fuck around.
So, you know, you can't get it off, and then you bring it into the thing. You're like, man, it was too tough. And they're like, oh, it was real easy to get off. Yeah, with your fucking...
Yeah, gun.
Yeah, you bitch. Fuck you.
Yeah, they're always lying.
So, yeah, one time I couldn't get it off. Like, I got everything else off, and there was one nut. I couldn't get it off. I had to get it fucking towed. I remember it was on the van of my parents' car, or, like, van. Old Whitey. And even my grandpa, like, he, like, came and tried to help me. I was like, I know how to do it, Grandpa. It's fucking too tight.
And then he couldn't do it either?
No, of course not. He was like 90.
He just manhandles it like Popeye?
No, one time, okay, I told the story about the Jeep tire falling off when I was younger.
The which tire?
The tire falling off the Jeep when I was driving it with a vehicle full of people.
Oh, fuck.
I have told it. Like, shows how much Derek listens to what I say. And so I got it towed back to my house, and my grandpa, like, was over the next day or a couple days later, and he was looking at it, and we were talking about what happened. And I had this really, really nice, like, shirt in it still, okay? And it was, like, in the trunk, and he was, like, fucking around with it, and his hands were all muddy. Oh, and this was, like, a fucking, it was, like, a polo shirt, like, you know, like, golf shirts.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, it was, like, you know, $100, and I was in high school, so it was, like, really expensive for me to wear at the time.
Shit.
And, yeah, his hands were filthy. He's like, what is this, a rag? And just grabs it and wipes his hand. And I was like, as he was doing, I couldn't say anything to him because he's my grandpa.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God, I want to punch you in the face.
Is there oil, too? Like, could you clean it?
No, it wouldn't come out. It was fucked.
Oh, God.
I went instantly, as soon as we were done talking, I tried to wash it. It was fucked.
He never did say anything?
No, I never said anything.
That's good, man, that you never did.
I never said it. But it's funny because I just remembered that the other day. I don't know what clicked into my head, but I completely forgot about it. And literally, like, last night I remembered that. And I was like, motherfucking grandpa.
Yeah, because he probably would have bought you another one just to be nice. But
maybe, yeah.
You don't want to say anything.
No, whatever. That's what I get for leaving my nice shirt in the back of that fucking Jeep. I don't even know why I was there. I must have changed or something on my way to work.
Busy.
No, wasn't getting busy. I was working at the gas station, so I probably slept over at somebody's house and then just went right to work.
Fuck, would you stink of gas endlessly?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
I liked working at the gas station. It was pretty cool. It was a pretty chill job. It was pretty shitty in the wintertime, but, you know, summertime was nice.
Self-serve?
No, full serve, baby. None of that self sure.
Yeah,
shit.
They don't have only that
women,
anymore, man.
Only women fucking work at those ones.
Yeah.
Or Indians.
They do.
Yeah, but yeah, no, they still have some full serve in places. Definitely not in Toronto or our areas.
I've been at gas stations before, like, not being sexist, where girls have pulled up and asked me, like, what do I do? Like, they've never pumped gas in their life.
Right.
And I'm
but
like,
that's not just women, man. I'm sure there's other people that are like that too.
Maybe.
Don't know what to do. It's not really that hard, but it can be hard. You know how many times I've seen people drive off with the hose?
No, I've never seen it.
So many times.
Really?
Oh, all the time it happens.
Shit.
Like,
what
they
happens?
Ask,
it just
like,
leaks?
Say, they're like, all right, give me, I don't know, $15 or whatever, or $20. And then they just hand you the 20 and you start pumping it. And then, like, another car comes. So you walk off and, you know, you go start that car and then you come back to the one you originally had. And then they just fucking drive off. They think they're done and they fucking pull it
out.
Do
they blame you?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. What did they say?
Like, it's never happened to me personally where it was my fault. But I've seen it happen when I was about to start or them trying to drive away and I would, like, bang on the car to get them to stop. Because anytime my coworkers that happened to them, the fucking manager or whatever would make them pay for it.
What?
Yes.
What does it cost to fix that?
Oh, like $1,000.
Oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
I would say, you out of your fucking mind me paying for that? This idiot drove off.
Yeah, I know. And you try to tell that to the people, and they won't pay it.
Well, your manager's fucked in.
No, I know. But then, you know, he signs your check. He just take it.
Yeah.
You know, you quit, whatever. What are they going to do? Like, you're going to go to court for
some underage kid
that's working for you?
He had to send his mom. It's as ridiculous as it sounds. He did the same thing, like, worked for an Indian guy just pumping gas. And the guy would fuck him around with his pay and stuff.
Yeah.
And his mom had to go.
Yeah, no, it was... I had some bad times with the one guy that I worked with.
And you're so
and
young.
Then I finally left. And, well, I walked out on him. I think I told you that. I left.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck this, man. I'm done. I'm not working anymore. And he was fucked. He had nobody else. And he fucking called my mother and was like, please get him to come back. I don't have anybody.
Oh my God. You shit.
You know, what am I going to do to my mom?
Yeah, you got to do it.
I guess I listened to her. I guess I could have said no. Anyways, everybody, I'm off Thursday, so that's it for this episode. Bye.
All right, everybody, that is it for this episode of the podcast. Big episode number 69. Ha ha ha. I'm a teenage boy. As always, this episode was brought to you by www.ratherunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work. Message me through the site, info@ratherunique.ca. I'll give you a quote and mention the podcast and get 10% off, which is sweet. If you play on Xbox Live, you can play with D-Man, the Grinch 54. You can play with me, Chris Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let the world know what you think of the show by leaving a comment, good or bad. It would help out immensely. Follow the show on Twitter @CarpoolingPod. Follow me on Twitter @Chris_Asteroid. On behalf of D-Train and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you very much for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Take care. Bye.